I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the daily podcast that squeezes 15 points into 15 minutes and leaves you wanting to do it all again afterwards. Welcome, now let's quiz. I'm Makita Oliver. It's Random Friday, which means the topic is chosen by our guest. That guest is Kelly Cates, and her chosen subject is cocktails. Drink! We're just going to talk about drinks today.
I just thought, you know, it's quite, you know, post, well, we're at the start of a new lockdown. So for two lockdowns, I think cocktails is good knowledge to have, and it's quite a recent knowledge, and so it's probably going to be quite fresh in my mind, although I'm a bit worried about the brain cells that drinking the cocktails would build. I'm now a bit like, oh, I'm not sure if that was a good idea, but also it's something that I wouldn't be embarrassed to get a bad score on, so it was a bit of self-preservation as well.
Very, very well thought through. Okay. I think you're going to ace this, to be honest. There are 15 points on offer. Question number one. Tom, John and Juan are all names of cocktails that share which surname?
Collins.
Correct answer is Collins.
Yes. I've got one in.
Tom and John are both gin-based, whilst a Juan Collins puts a tequila twist on the same recipe. Question number two. What weather phenomenon shares its name with a curved cocktail glass used for serving pina coladas?
Weather phenomenon? Hurricane?
Correct. The hurricane glass. It's just massive, isn't it, the hurricane glass?
Yeah, basically.
Just really big.
I don't even know where that came from, but I quite like it.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds right.
It does sound right. Question number three. A caipirinha is the national cocktail of which country?
Brazil.
And they'll knock your socks off, won't they, a caipirinha?
Oh, they're good.
They are good. Correct answer is Brazil. Question number four. A Harvey Wallbanger is a mixture of vodka, Galliano and orange juice. But what flavour is the Italian liqueur Galliano? A Harvey Wallbanger is a mixture of vodka, Galliano and orange juice.
But now, when I was younger, we used to drink Galliano hot shots, which were Galliano coffee and cream floated on the top.
Ah.
And I'm now trying to, but strangely enough, I can't remember what they tasted like.
Well, of course not. You're just necking them back.
It's Galliano flavoured. Is it? No, it might be a herb or something, but I don't know which one. I don't know. I'm just going to say vaguely herb.
That's your answer.
Yeah.
Vaguely herbal. The answer is actually vanilla.
Is it?
Are you remembering that taste now of those weird cocktails that you made?
That's probably why I couldn't taste it with coffee and cream.
Yeah, cancelled it out. Mm. Question number five. Who starred in the incredible epic film, 1988 film, Cocktail?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, correct answer, Tom Cruise.
And Elizabeth Shue.
I know, and she's so
beautiful.
She
was brilliant in it.
She's so good in it.
Oh, she's so lovely. Yeah.
Question number six. Who wrote and sang the Pina Colada song?
Oh my God, it's called Escape. The proper name for the song is Escape. And I can't remember.
Is this If You Like Pina Colada?
Yes, exactly. Oh, I can't remember his name. I don't know.
Something. It's Rupert something. The answer is Rupert Holmes.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got it.
Was he American?
I don't know.
I'm asking Google.
But you know the story. You know the story of that song is all about this couple who both fill in What are those ads called? Like when you put them, they used to have them at the back of the paper where you like look
the
for
Lonely
love.
Hearts.
They both fill in a Lonely Hearts ad, and then they talk about what they love, and then they go on the date and they realize it's each other. Oh. And they don't have a massive row about it. They go, oh, I didn't realize you like pina coladas.
Oh my God, I have to re-listen to that. So
yeah,
okay, I'll stick
it's
that.
It's really
on.
Wrong.
It's a bit. Question number 7: which vodka brand has the slogan "Fly Beyond"?
Oh, I don't know. Absolute.
Correct answer is Grey Goose.
Oh, is it? Oh, of course, because it's a goose.
I imagine the goose, but geese can't fly, really.
Yeah, they can.
Oh no, they can fly. Yeah. Of course, geese can fly. Cut that bit out. Question number 8: what name is given to the cocktail of vodka, cranberry, and grapefruit juice? Taking me back to being 18.
Yeah. Oh, a sea breeze.
It's a sea breeze. I thought it was a
90s
so
cocktail. Oh my God.
Actually, no one orders a sea breeze anymore. I may bring them back.
But nobody ever ordered an individual sea breeze. A sea breeze is a cocktail that gets ordered in jugs.
Yeah, jug of sea breeze, please. Oh, I miss the noughties, the early noughties. Yeah. Question number 9: what alcohol forms a base ingredient of the seasonal drink Advocat?
Brandy. It's brandy and eggs, I think.
Correct. The correct answer is brandy. Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name one of the two ingredients that make the French classic cocktail, Kir, according to the official International Bartenders Association recipe? One of the two ingredients.
Kir is white wine and cassis.
Correct. God, yeah. I like when you get into the vibe of it more, the rhythm, like, yeah, when you really know it.
But it's drink.
Please, it's cassis and white wine.
Yeah, of course.
Question number 11 for 2 points. Alan Partridge invented the ladyboy by combining 3 different drinks. Is that really what he called it?
Yeah.
Can you name 2 of the drinks he mixed together?
Lager and Baileys.
It really is. That's disgusting. And the other is gin and tonic. Oh, yeah. Lager and Baileys. Yeah. And it's called the Ladyboy.
It would curdle.
It would. Question number 12 for 3 points. Your final question of your cocktail quiz day. The Fine Art of Mixing Drinks is a book about cocktails by David Embury. It was first published in 1948. For many, it is the Bible of cocktail making. In it, Embury lists 6 basic cocktails with recipes for each. We'd like you to name 3 of those 6 basic cocktails.
Martini must be in there.
Correct. Martini's there. Correct. 1 point.
Daiquiri?
Daiquiri. Correct. 1 point.
And I'm trying to think of the sort of the ones that are sort of based on things.
Just give me a really famous cocktail.
Something that might be, oh, maybe like a margarita.
Oh God, incorrect.
Is that a bit modern?
We were looking for a Jack Rose, which I've never heard of.
I don't know what that is.
Made with applejack, apple brandy, grenadine and lemon juice. A Manhattan, an old fashioned or a sidecar.
Oh, an old fashioned would have been a good one, wouldn't it?
That would have been.
It's
good.
In the name. It's literally.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Kelly, at the end of your cocktail quiz day, you have 11 points out of 15.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello. I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Kelly, I think 11 out of 15 is neither booze hound nor novice.
I think that just about pitches my level of expertise perfectly. A keen enthusiast rather than a full dependent.
So you and your family, you said, made quite a lot of cocktails in your lockdown experience. And what kind of stuff did you start coming up with?
We had all kinds of things, but then we did one Zoom cocktail making session with my sister and her husband and a couple of friends. And we had those... you know, the long cocktail things with the ball at the end. So we just, you know how everybody just ordered stuff off the internet because they were bored in lockdown. So we all ordered one of those and we made various sort of varying collection of classic cocktails, and we thought we should do one that was a bit so we did like a pina colada, like the really sort of, not, I wouldn't say classic cocktails, but the sort of cheesiest, not cheesy,
oh,
literally
I like that.
Cheesy,
no,
but you know,
I know what you mean.
But in that long bulb thing, we made Long Island iced teas and all kinds of things. So it was, yeah.
Oh my God, lethal.
It was not a good night. It was not a sensible way to spend lockdown. But by then we were slightly hardened to the effects.
Yeah. It was like month three. It was like whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Kelly, thank you so much. It was so lovely to talk to you today. You did very well. 11 out of 15 on your cocktails quiz of the day.
Thank you. I'm going off on one now.
Yeah, do. Please do. It's only right. And that's Quiz Chat Repeat, complete for another week. We'll go again on Monday for another general knowledge round. If you missed any episodes this week and you need something to occupy your brain for 15 minutes, go back and catch up while watering the plants or just having a rest. Feel free to spend your entire weekend with us, and we'll be back on Monday.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.